Yo, today's QOD is forward is forward. I don't care how small it is. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. Today's featured best of 2022 speaker is the one and only Mel Robbins. And this is a rather recent clip. I think this was early November. And I remember waking up that morning and there was a bunch of shares on Instagram. So I assumed that this resonated with lots of listeners and especially the stories, because what she does is she brings two people on stage. Two people who have a goal, who want to create something, but they've got self-doubt going on. They've got hesitancy. They've got hiding going on. And this is what a lot of people do when we set new goals. We're like, I'm going to do it. But then when it comes time to do it, all of our fears and our doubts start to bubble up and they keep us from doing the thing that we want to do. And so Mel is going to coach these audience members through their hesitancy and through their hiding. And hopefully it helps you as well. Mel Robbins coming up.
So the four traps of self-doubt, because I just said confidence is about an action. Self-doubt is a decision not to try. And there are four ways, four actions that we all engage in that are you deciding not to try. Here they are. Hesitating, hiding, hypercritical, and helplessness. So I'm going to unpack these for you, and I want you to be thinking for a minute. I want you to think about that next chapter. And as I roll these out, I want you to think about, are you stuck in this? And by the way, I can relate to every single one of these. So when I think about the next chapter of getting into throwing events and creating more and more courses and doing bigger and bigger things, I can see myself in every single one of these, okay? So this is normal stuff. And when you start to break it apart, now you got the power to change it. So hesitation, what does this look like? First of all, it's triggered by uncertainty. So if you feel uncertain about the changes that you want to make, you're going to fall into this trap. You're going to start hesitating. You're going to find yourself waiting. You're going to start overthinking. You're going to want your work to be perfect. Who is struggling with hesitation right now? Okay, come on up here. Kelly Jo, hop up. Can you climb up there? Yeah, get up here. Let's go. Oh, go this way. You visualize, she visualized. We give her the round of applause, please. Is this the mic? Where's the mic? Oh, here's the mic. Round of applause, please. It's like, yes, thank you. Okay. Okay. You're gonna pee your pants. This would be amazing. Because normally it's me doing that on stage.
Hi.
Okay, hi. So what is the next chapter that you want in your life? Like, what is it that you're working on?
It was this right now to be up here.
What do you mean?
I wanted at this conference to stand on this stage. And then, because I have stage fright. It terrifies the shit out of me right now. My voice is quivering.
Now, interesting. What's happening in your body?
My voice is shaking.
What else?
I feel like my chest is going to cave in.
What else?
I'm really hot.
Are you sweating yet?
Nope, but my head hurt. No, I don't think.
Clammy hands? Before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tightness in the throat?
Very much.
How many of you kind of feel that for her? Yes. Those are your mirror
Thank
neurons.
Thank you.
Now, you can feel all of that stuff and you can take action. This is exactly what I'm talking about. So what is it that you really want to do that you're hesitating? Which one? Do you wait? Do you overthink? Which one are you doing?
Uncertainty.
Yeah.
Uncertainty. Overthinking.
So what do you want to create? What's the next chapter for you?
I want to give a voice to kids that have been sexually abused and let them know that they can talk about it.
Wow. Now, how are you hesitating? How are you stuck in this trap? What are the things that you're doing? Tell on yourself.
Well, I didn't know that was going to be my answer until just now. But I honestly have no idea right now. Right now, I can hardly see. I'm so excited.
That's okay. Okay, so come back to me. So what are the things that you do that stop you from moving forward?
I get scared that I'm not going to be able to provide for my kids.
Okay. What do you currently do?
I work in sales.
Okay. And so you basically tell yourself a story. You're overthinking that if I do this, then like it's one or the other.
No, I mean, like I kick ass in sales.
Great.
I can do that wonderfully. Like,
okay.
It's just who I am. This right here, standing here and feeling like my story is important is not easy.
Because you're a survivor too?
Yes.
So am I. It starts with the willingness to try. Do you see this? That actually hearing what was in here and being brave enough on 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it starts with that. Otherwise, you get trapped in hesitating. You get trapped in thinking, well, I'm so good in sales, I can't even possibly start that. But I got so much going on, I couldn't possibly find the time. Who am I to do that? I don't even know, but I'd have stage fright. Right?
Yes. Yep.
So the thing that I want you to understand, what is one thing? Let's leverage the progress principle. Do you guys know the progress principle? This is fantastic research from the Harvard Business School that just came out, where there was a really fastidious professor that studied thousands and thousands and thousands of people in their daily work. She made them keep journals, and then she crunched all the data on the journal to figure out what makes somebody have a great day at work. What makes somebody come home and feel like they've gotten a lot done? What makes them feel productive? It was really simple, super simple. Did they make progress on one thing that mattered to them today? That's it. So this is your one thing that matters to you. And so what I want you to do leaving here, and for all of you that fall into this category, hesitating, I did this with the event thing, the event side of my business that I want to do. Been doing this for years, overthinking this thing, coming up with reasons, overthinking. If this is you, I want you to leverage the progress principle. I want you every morning to write down one thing that matter, like that you can do, just one thing today. Forward is forward. I don't care how small it is. And then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, find 5 minutes to just inch that ball down the field. Because what happens is when you start to see yourself taking action on something that's important to you, like giving a voice to survivors of sexual abuse, whether it's just researching or taking a little online course or just buying a book or just having a conversation or just watching a video, if you do that every single day, what happens is you start to see yourself becoming the kind of person that's doing it. This is the secret to everything. Everything. I cannot stress this enough, and I cannot thank you enough for your bravery.
Thank you.
Of course. Oh, yeah, I better take this. Okay. There we go. Good job. Okay, here's another one. Hiding. Hiding is triggered by fear. Hiding is triggered by fear. If you're hiding, you know if you're hiding because you avoid people. Right? A lot of people in direct selling do this. Right? You know who you want to call, but we're not going to call them. Nope. Or you're in a meeting and you're silent. Or you see somebody you want to meet and you're silent. You're being a chicken. I was a big chicken about money for a while. I hid a lot in this category. Procrastinating. All right, who's next? Who sees himself? All right, Julie? All right, hold on. You're great. Julie, come up, but you're in the pink hair. You're next, okay? Come on, Julie. Get up here. Give her a round of applause. She's doing the work for all of us. Wow. Okay. She's not hiding anymore. Okay. Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, here, you, will you hold this?
I have a crush on you right now.
You do? Cool.
Yes.
So what is your next chapter?
So I want to open up a national chain of nutrition companies, like a nutrition...
See, you can feel these things and you can keep moving. Okay. See, and she's doing the work for all of us. This is what it looks like to try. The feelings are normal. Letting them stop you, that's a choice.
You guys want to hear my heart?
We can see your radiance.
So I'm a nutritionist and okay. I have a small office. And I've been hiding.
Okay.
I've been helping people, but I want to take it larger, like a big Jenny Craig type of thing, but more natural, like helping people figure out their issues and support and accountability.
Do you see hiding as a choice? Do you see that hiding is a choice?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what are you afraid of? Why are you hiding?
I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
I guess I'm scared of failure.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm scared of failure. And I'm afraid my life is going to change and I'll be so busy that I won't be able to go on vacation or hang out with my kids or...
Yeah. Who can relate to that?
Yeah.
You know what's so interesting about that is that when you're afraid of failure and you don't take action, you kind of feel like a failure, don't you? Because
mm-hmm.
your dream haunts you a little bit.
Yeah.
So the thing that you're most afraid of, you've already got. Because you're really struggling underneath this big dream that you have. So in terms of hiding, so if you're somebody that hides, the key is literally baby steps. The other thing that I'm going to tell you about the hiding self-doubt trap is that you're always going to be terrified. It's always going to feel like a big deal. And so expect it to, okay? Expect it to. So the other thing I want you to do is, because the other thing that people do that hide is, do you hear how big it is? Did you hear national chain? Now that is the dream. But what could the next chapter be that's not so scary? Local. So let's start with, I want you leaving here and the next chapter of your life is actually launching the first prototype. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Now, what is something that you can do tomorrow that would force you out of your shell and to not hide, to inch forward? One action toward a local.
Find a location or research, do some sort of research on the building or how that would...
Yes, this is exactly right. You don't know.
I don't know.
You're building competency. You don't know. How do you figure it out? You push yourself to try. And it doesn't matter what you try. You got to look at buildings. You got to look at other concepts. You got to read a book on the business. You got to talk to people in the business. This is what's so exciting about the next chapter. You're going to figure it out. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Give her a round of applause.
Oh my God, I love you.
All right.
That was Mel Robbins. Her website is melrobbins.com. You can watch today's entire talk on YouTube. It is called How to Beat Self-Doubt in 5 Seconds. All right, my friend, the best of 2022 week continues tomorrow. I will see you then. I'm out. Peace.